everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck Harandy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Former conservative state representative Dave Ajima, listening to the show, says, Randy, these stories of the percentages of voting conservative versus the Democrats voting liberal progressive, this tells me our Republicans have moved left to obtain votes. However, Dems don't vote for Republicans. The stupid Republicans are helping the Democrats destroy our state of Michigan. I'm more proud than ever of my 100% conservative record. I detest moving left by our elected officials. Downstate Kim, unfortunately, Randy, the Republicans will not do as the Dems do until we clean house of these uniparty Republicans. All of them rhinos, Republicans in name only, Republicans, and replace them with Michigan First, America First candidates. But even then, we'll still probably end up with a few DeMoose or two. They make too much money being in the, quote, club. And we ain't it. How long ago was it that George Carlin was trying to wake up the masses? Decades ago. Well, on the conservative side, according to MERS News Service, Josh Shriver, he represents northern Macomb County and the four townships in the northeastern part of Oakland County. They list him as being from Oxford, Michigan. Where he was voted due to his highest conservative voting record. Now, it was kind of interesting because Shriver said that he posts on his social media page, Twitter, his voting record on every single bill. I believe the only other state representative that does that is our very own Neil Friske from the 107th. And it was only one bill. I'm going to try to find it, but it's not listed in this news story. There was one bill that separated Neil Friske, Matt Maddock, and others, Steve Kara, from Josh Shriver getting the conservative record. In responding to the story of being named the most conservative state representative, he likened the timelines that these bills are being given to the legislators to read and to have policy conversation with their colleagues. He said it's basically like a child in school getting a homework assignment at 7 p.m. on Monday night and having to turn it in Tuesday morning. He said it takes around 80 to 90% of his focus and detracts from important policy conversations that he could be having with his colleagues. But he gets notification of the bills telling him that they're going to vote on it the next day when they get into legislative session on Tuesdays. He likes to put the bills up on his Twitter account so the constituents from his district could read what he's reading. Shriver said that having the bills earlier would not have changed any of his votes, but it would improve public awareness and engagement with the legislative process. He says, right now, we're actually seeing the fruits of the seeds of corruption that were planted in our state 100 years ago. Referencing what started happening during Prohibition in the 1920s. He said transparency starts with the elected officials. And he said he hopes that his involvement in the legislative process has provided a beacon of hope to other Republicans. He said that sharing his voting record publicly, along with explanations as to why he voted the way he did, has helped him promote transparency, and his constituents appreciate it. If you want to follow him on Twitter, on X, it's at Rep. Josh Shriver. All one word, Rep. Josh, J-O-S-H, Shriver is S-C-H-R-I-V-E-R. I'm following him on Twitter. Have the link pulled up. Every single bill that he voted on is listed there. Do you know how much work that takes? But obviously, it's a priority. On his Substack account, where he has the voting records, got a picture of him being sworn in. He's a young guy. I believe he's only 30. I will honor my sacred oath to the best of my ability, so help me God, quote unquote, said Josh Shriver. Most recent vote records and reasons. And there they are. Every single one. He has over 22,000 subscribers to his email blast. You have to understand something, people. This is a lot of work, a lot of time. I'm sure his staffers and legislative helpers have spent hours and hours and hours uploading this information. And they're really short little explanations. Senate Bill 293, just grabbing one out of the list, creates government-run financing programs for middle-class housing projects. He voted no. Many, quote, affordable housing, end quote, projects have a poor track record of success. As a result, taxpayers have been on the hook for the mismanagement of public funds. Also, this could lead to a loss of funding for infrastructure projects, since more money will now get allocated for projects with very questionable return on investment for the taxpayers. It passed 54-53 along party lines, and they got immediate effect. Another example, Senate Bills 103, 104, and 105. Establishes occupational licensing requirements for hunting and fishing guides and creates new DNR reporting requirements. Again, he voted no. These bills require hunting and fishing guides to report on the species of game, the number of clients, the number of game animals harvested, and other information regarding the biological characteristic of game animals. Why does the DNR need to know all of this? It establishes licensing requirements for the profession. Earning income as a fishing or hunting guide without a license could result in a $500 fine for the first offense and a $1,000 fine for the second offense. Other neighboring states like Ohio, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin either have no regulations at all or only require outfitters to pay a fee or to register. But they do not have to acquire a license. The bills passed 61-48 with immediate effect. So what that tell you? 56 Democrats and 5 Republicans voted for it. This state requires licenses for more professions than any other state in the country. Did you know that? LARA, Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, is the largest regulatory agency like it in the entire country. We have licenses for everything. House painters, landscaping, beauticians, barbers. It goes on and on and on and on. And now you have to have a license if you want to be a hunting or fishing guide. Are you kidding me? You want to take some guys out hunting because you're experienced in a certain area of hunting or fishing. You know where some hot spots are for fishing. You want to start a small business. You buy a boat or you buy some hunting equipment, GPS tracking and different things like that. You do this, you now have to have a license. Well, he voted no. He voted no on almost everything. Sound familiar, Dave? Funny, Dave told me when I first got to know him that when he was in the state house, he'd have a steno pad next to his desk. Stupid ass bills was written on the cover. He kept track of every stupid bill that was brought forward and why he voted no. Well, Josh Shriver does this now electronically on a website. And it made it very simple for MERS to see all of his votes on everything, not just these 49 bills, but every single bill that came to the floor this legislative year of 2023. Final segment of our number two. We've got more stories from Lansing. We'll get to them. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Looking at these 49 bills, here's just a few of them where they explained what votes were used and whether a liberal vote was yes, conservative vote was no. Real quick, House Bill 4002, sponsored by State Representative Nate Shannon of Sterling Heights, increase the value of state income tax credits 6% to 30%. House Bill 4006, sponsored by the communist Lisa Podhulsky, repeals the penalties for administering an abortion. Senate Bill 12 eliminates provisions that the largely required students not reading at second grade level by the end of the third grade be held back for the following school year. They got rid of that. If the kid can't read, you have to push him forward, promote him. Senate Bill 4 expanded the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include the LGBTQXYZ plus community. House Bill 4007 reinstated the prevailing wage for state construction projects. The liberal vote was yes. House Bill 4619 added health insurance requirements that codified the Affordable Care Act in the state of Michigan. Again, the liberal vote was yes. Senate Bill 14 removes the no stricter than federal requirements for state environmental protection statutes. We had some very strong environmental protection statutes under Rick Snyder and the Republicans. Well, the Democrats got rid of that. The Muslims, sponsored by Aish and Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, to become recognized as state holidays. That was in House Bill 4447. They also had other bills. The list goes on and on and on. But it was very, very interesting showing the agenda of the Democrats. One of them, the most conservative Democrat at 86% liberal, Karen Whitsitt sponsored House Bill 4568, which allows for paid transportation taking voters to the polls. Many of her folks are seniors living in senior citizen homes. So that's what she sponsored. House Bill 5120, again sponsored by Aish, expanded green energy projects, giving the permitting authority to the Michigan Public Service Commission in cases where the companies could not come to an approval or an agreement with local governments. House Bill 5120 is exactly what County Commissioner Heidemann used at the Planning Commission meeting that I spoke at in justifying and giving permission for a special use permit to DTE. While doing some research and finding out, guess what? The chairman of the Presque County Board of Commissioners, John Chapa, he leased his entire 100-acre farm to DTE. This is the chairman of the board that appointed the communist, liberal, socialist Heidemann to be the ad hoc member to the Planning Commission of Presque Isle County as the county commissioner. She's the one that brought up House Bill 5120. She's the one that said on the record in questioning the attorney as well as the other DTE officials, well, isn't this basically out of our control? Isn't our hands tied because of what they just passed in Lansing yesterday, November 9th? Or November 8th, excuse me, their meeting was on November 9th? The meeting I was at, the meeting where I got up and spoke first and then had to leave. This is a conflict of interest, folks. The chairman of the board of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners leased his entire 100-acre farm to DTE to be part of this solar panel farms, this solar farm that they approved. He was there. Man, I wish I would have known he was there. I would have loved to get his picture. Of course he was there. He wanted to protect the thousands of dollars he's going to get from DTE for the approval of the special use permit. What about the landowners that are abutting up to this solar farm they approved? Their land values are going to go through the toilet while this guy is profiting thousands of dollars per year from DTE. This guy has got to be replaced next year. He needs to go. Heidemann needs to go. His little puppet that pushed it through the special use permit application. Corruption at its highest. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom